This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We talk to the African Independent Congress President Mandla Galo. Good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to the listeners.
Thank you so much for making time for us. We know that post these elections, one of the things that have now really come out quite strongly is the need to form coalition governments. You are no stranger to these conversations. Tell us, how are you as the AIC approaching coalition talks in 2021 with the benefit of 2016?
Thank you very much for that question. You will recall that the politics of coalition started in 1994, to tell you the truth. You will recall the government of national unity, where the apartheid, remnants were allowed to be part of the government of national unity. So the same happened in our so-called liberal democracy, which we voted for in 1994. Then in 2016, you will recall that we went to local government elections, where ANC was hit pretty hard by the voters because of its tendencies of robbing the people, promising them, you know, empty promises. But to save your time, you are correct when you are saying that we are not new. To paraphrase, we are not new in the politics of coalition. You will recall that on the 24th of April, 2017, we signed a memorandum of agreement with the ANC in KZN, where we agreed that because they came to us running with their tails between their legs, because they wanted us to rescue them, at least for them to be able to retain Ekurhuleni Metro. Then there were demands that we put forward, for instance, to say, comrades, you know the plight of the people of Matatiel and other areas, other affected areas. The people of Matatiel, in their majority, they want to be under the administration of KwaZulu-Natal. Therefore, we would like to see that happening, because you know the truth, comrades. So that was our first demand.
Yes.
The second demand was the establishment of an agricultural college at Maluti, adjunct to Matatiel, because at Matatiel we are having a vast kind of arable land, and we think that if we can have that kind of a college which will arm our children with the skills and expertise of how to use land, how to farm, the economy of Matatiel can go up a little bit. We also said that we want the road which is linking Lesotho and South Africa to be tarred, because if that is the case, the economy of Matatiel will grow as well, because the people, for instance, from Kuting in Lesotho, and the people from Kashasnek will no longer go down to Maseru, because it is too far to Maseru for them. They will come to Matatiel and boost the economy in the area.
Mm.
The third one, we said the Matatian area, if you recall, was a gateway during the 1980s, where the combatants of Umkhonto weSizwe,
yes,
APLA
and yeah,
yes, they were using Matatiel to cross over to other neighboring countries. The last one we said, for that reason, we said that Matatiel must be declared as a nodal point, something which the leadership of the ANC agreed to. I remember pretty well when Gwede Mandashe was saying, comrades, the demands that you are putting forward are going to benefit the people because they are about service delivery. But to cut the story short,
yes,
they didn't deliver on those demands, which is why when we were launching our manifesto in Soweto recently, we indicated that we are going to take the matter back to the Constitutional Court to seek legal recourse on this matter, because we do have a watertight kind of an evidence which we are going to put forward to the Constitutional Court.
Now, Mr. Gallo, I'm glad you raised this, because I wanted to give you time so that our listeners have a bit of perspective as to how you entered into that 2016 partnership, especially to assist the African National Congress to secure the city of Ekurhuleni. Now, some of us were quite skeptical from the very beginning to say, but I mean, some of these issues that you are agreeing upon are within the ambit of, you know, the municipal the demarcations board. Let's call that the demarcations board, where Matatiel falls, and all of these other issues. You may argue that in terms of service delivery and infrastructure delivery, the national government could have done far more. Now, almost none of your undertakings in 2016 were met. Where does this put your relationship with the ANC as the AIC?
You will recall that we cannot run away, because the situation as it is right now, as far as our political landscape is concerned in South Africa, we are forced to enter into coalitions. Perhaps that is what is wanted by the electorate of this country, which is why, for instance, we are having hung municipalities, 65
yes.
hung municipalities. If my memory serves me well. So there is no other way. We have to enter into coalitions with certain political formations. But when it comes to the ANC, as African Independent Congress, we are having an extended NEC meeting on Saturday in Pietermaritzburg, where we are also invited the deployees of the African Independent Congress. Remember, in these elections, that is 1st November 2021, we entered or we contested in the majority, let me put it that way, in the majority of municipalities in South Africa.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I can happily tell you that we managed to get seats in all eight metros. In Ekurhuleni, we managed to retain three seats. In the city of Johannesburg, we retained two seats. We lost two. We lost one in Ekurhuleni. We retained our seat in Nelson Mandela Metro. We retain one seat in Buffalo City. So I'm saying we performed pretty well, because, for instance, in Northwest Province, in 2016, we contested in three principalities there, if my memory serves me well. But now I can tell you that we have managed to get seats in seven municipalities. in Northwest Province.
Now I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back after a short break, Mr. Gallo, to talk about exactly those metros in particular that are hung. You talk about Nelson Mandela, you talk about Ekurhuleni, City of Joburg, City of Tshwane. These are going to be important talking points. But I do want to press a little on what happens when your previous coalition partner has not done good to its promise. People of Power, 0861-987-000 is the dial this morning. My guest is Mandla Gallo, President of the African Independent Congress.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mnguni, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
Indeed it is, and dial in on 0861-987-000. So let's wrap up this point, Mr. Gallo, so that we move on to what you are going to be considering. As you are saying, NEC is going to meet in Pietermaritzburg. We respect that there might not be a final, offer on the table. But as the AIC, your previous coalition partners disappointed you. Do you have any cause to trust that you can now go easily into another coalition arrangement with them?
I hope that the ANC is learning a lot from its mistakes. I think that when we enter into a coalition now, if the people give us that kind of a mandate, or they will say, no, let's go to the Constitutional Court and let's not enter into any coalition for now, the people will give us that kind of a direction. But what I want to indicate is that, because of the situation, the coalitions we cannot avoid.
Yeah.
And we cannot run away from them. We have to face the reality. But on my personal view, we don't see any other party that we can enter into a coalition with except the African National Congress. I've got reasons.
Bold statement there. Please hold those reasons. I just want to welcome some people on the line quickly before we run out of time. Sifudi, good morning.
Hey, Kona and your guest. If I was a member of AIC, I would recall Mr. Gallo, He's been, he betrayed with ANC. They betrayed the people of Matatia. Remember, this issue was a big issue. And he's having this Stockholm syndrome. He returned the people of Matatia to that abuse. Is he going there alone? Did he get the mandate to continue with this coalition with ANC after they failed to meet even one of their demands? Remember, the people of Matatiel want to go back to KZN. They don't care about Ekurhuleni, you know?
Fudi, let's leave it
good
there.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Bruno Willie. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Time is not on our side.
Absolutely.
You know, there's an unfortunate thing where politicians seem to think that the South African citizens are idiots, whether they are sitting in Matatiela or in Ekurhuleni. There is no way you can fix up a rotten, dirty dustbin and you expect to convert it into something else. Not unless your agenda, as it was before, it was meant for your own pockets. People are in politics of Buroto. Buroto politics is unfortunate. And there's no ways. But believe you me, somewhere along the way, people would have discovered who you are, what you are, and what your ultimate aim is, as Ubabu Sfudi has said it, and many other people are thinking, even though they have not
got you. Bye-bye, Dada. Sishia Pobonga. Good morning.
Shemon, on people of Matatia. And I'm really worried how do people of Matatiel voted this party again. Waited for 5 years. No resolution has been met. And they still continue with the coalition of ANC. Mr. Gallo is making clear that they will vote or work with ANC party without the resolution being met. Is this politics of stomach?
Bonga,
I hope people of Matata will vote these guys out. They rather vote the ANC back.
I got you loud and clear. Mr. Gallo, I mean, people not impressed with your stance, and I want to put a rider because the AIC has now become really a very broad movement, that organization that participates in a number of municipalities. I spoke to one of your members from Gauteng at the Results Operations Center as well. I just wonder, how do you deal with the anger that people have, and almost to say you are using the Matatiel situation for your own political advances?
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I must thank your last speakers, and I respect their views, and I'm humbling myself to them. But the fact of the matter here, as I indicated to you, that we are taking the matter back to the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court will rescue us on this matter. Remember, I indicated to you that we are having watertight kind of evidence to put before the Constitutional Court. Remember, in October 2009, a referendum was conducted.
Yes.
At Matatiel and in Mutse. As I'm speaking to you now, we are in talks with the demarcation forums in these areas, that is your Mutse and your Bahamu TB between Northern Cape and Northwest. Mm. And we have agreed that we are going back to the Constitutional Court. And I want to bring this point as well, which is not known by the people or the speakers who called in. The process of incorporating Matatiel back into KwaZulu-Natal as per the will of the people was already started by the ANC. And it was supposed to be concluded between April and May 2018. But as to why the matter was not taken to the National Council of Provinces for the Council of Provinces to vote on the matter, on the so-called the Constitution 18th Amendment Bill, which was going to allow a situation where Matatiel is reverted back into KwaZulu-Natal. Mm. We still want to know from the ANC, and they will answer in the Constitutional Court.
Well, why do you make this an entirely ANC issue and not necessarily a demarcations issue, a government issue? I mean, I know Minister Sicelo Shixeka tried to deal with this issue, but it just keeps not being resolved. What do you think is the thing that holds it back? And I'm out of time, actually, but I do want you to give us a short answer. What do you think holds this Matatiel issue back?
No, it's political injustice and political corruption, to tell you the truth, because when we last met the NEC of the ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, the president of the ANC, promised us that he is going, the top six of the ANC is going to engage the provincial leaders in the affected provinces. That is your Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the issues that we
that
are going
I'd
to
play.
Raise in the Constitutional
okay.
Court.
Let's leave it there for this morning.
I cannot show. Thank you very much.
Mr. Gallo, thank you so much for your time. That's President of the AIC, Mandla Gallo.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.